Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Guess what? You can change your financial path. We just passed New Year's, and I hope your goals are going well. But let's reiterate the fact that you can take the path you're on at any point and make the changes you want to see, especially when it comes to your personal finances. So let's talk about that today. Let's cover just a few points. Some of those are, why do people get stuck? Let's also talk about sacrifices, debt, spouses, and budgeting. The money talking points for today's episode are, what sacrifices am I willing to make, and what changes do I need to see in my financial life? With all that in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. Thank you for tuning in today. Let's get right into this. Well, first off, did you know that change is hard? But guess what? You can do it. I promise that you can do it. The main thing you got to look at is small and simple steps. Don't look at the big grand picture all the time. And when you do look at that big grand picture, then break it down into small and simple steps. That's how you're actually going to accomplish the change that you want to see. It does take sacrifice though. It really does. If you want to make a change in your financial life, you're going to have to put forth some effort. You're going to have to put in a little bit more effort when it comes to things like budgeting, when it comes to things like sticking to your goals and pressing through those hard times where maybe you want to spend more money than you really should. And that's the sacrifice it takes. But if you break that down into small and simple steps, it's a whole lot easier. Because saying, I'm going to max out my IRA this year sounds intimidating to spend $6,500. Well, not really spend it, but save it and put it into an IRA. $6,500 is a nice chunk of change. But that chunk of change can do a lot more good for you over the long term than it could ever do for you in the short term right now. But when you break down that $6,500 into small and simple steps, it makes it a whole lot easier. When you're putting just over $500 away a month into an IRA, you're going to meet that goal. So that makes it a whole lot easier. Just look at it in small and simple steps. But how does making these changes in your personal financial life actually impact you? Let's talk about that next. So changing your financial life can have huge benefits. It can be completely life-changing. It can be generational changing in your family because you started to save now for your retirement. And by the time you retire, you're going to have so much money, you're not going to know what to do with it. So then you begin to help your family out. You begin to set your family up for success. The success will spill over into other areas as well. Because when you have an easier time with your money, you're less stressed at work because you're not required to work for every single paycheck. And of course, you should be working for every single paycheck, but there's less pressure on you. There's less pressure for your paycheck to be a certain dollar amount or for things to be done a certain way. Have you ever had an employer maybe mess up with your paycheck so it wasn't as much as you thought? If you're living paycheck to paycheck, that can be a nightmare. That can be a disaster and wreck all sorts of mayhem on your financial life. But if you can make the change in your financial life so that you're not living paycheck to paycheck, when your employer messes up slightly on your paycheck, it's no big deal. You say, yeah, don't worry about it. It's Friday. Don't worry about sending me the extra money. Take care of it next week or with the next paycheck even. Maybe 2 weeks later is when you finally get the extra money because you don't have to be as stressed about it. That's one of the huge impacts that can come from the success that you can find when you make the changes you need to make in your financial life. But once your financial life is ordered, like I've been saying, it's way easier to focus on other things. So is your job stressful? But now add the stress of your finances. Add burdensome credit card debt on top of that. And now you're just over the top stressed with everything going on. You're not going to know how you're going to pay for your bills because your paychecks aren't enough, because you're not making enough sales or enough commissions. But your work's also stressful because you're trying to land all these deals. And things just continue to pile up and pile up. But once your financial life is in order, it's way easier to focus on other things. So I hope that helps set that big, broad dream vision that you have. And let's talk about now how to break that down into small and simple steps and how to implement that into your life. Let's talk about that next. So there's a few things in this area of how to implement this into your life that I want to talk about. First is, why do people get stuck? Well, people get stuck because it's the way things have always been done, because it's easier to do it that way, because it's really easy to stay on the same path that we're used to. And people may not want to make the necessary sacrifices because it can seem really overwhelming, which again brings me back to the point of taking small steps. Take small steps to make those big, overwhelming sacrifices seem a whole lot easier. Let's talk about the idea of budgeting. What kind of sacrifices do you need to make? Well, it's going to take some time to sit down and budget, especially for your first 3 months or so. It's going to be hard. It's going to be stressful. But when you get into month 6 or 8 or month 10, it's really easy to budget because you know how it's done. So that sacrifice is those first couple of months. So how do we break that down into small steps? Well, before you start budgeting, maybe you just need to figure out how to track your income. That's all. So take 1 month and figure out how to track your income, or 2 weeks or so, figure out a way that you can know how much money you're making. And then take the other 2 weeks to figure out how much you're spending, whether it's signing up for an app like Personal Capital or Mint or YNAB or all the different apps out there. Take 2 weeks to figure out how to set that up. Break it down instead of trying to do it all on one Sunday in one random month, instead of trying to figure out how much money you made, how much you spent, how to budget it. Instead of doing that all at once, break it down over some time, because I promise in the grand scheme, the 2 to 3 weeks you took to figure out your income and then 2 weeks to figure out your expenses isn't going to make that big of a difference once you're able to get moving on the right path, once you start budgeting the next coming month. So that's a way to break it down. Just take something that seems overwhelming and just take some time to do it. Watch some YouTube videos on how to do it. And don't stress yourself out by trying to make it feel like it all has to be done all at once. But there are some sacrifices that you may need to make. You may need to stop buying regular drinks, whether it's soda, coffee, or going out for a drink with your friends for a time period. But you also may be able to come back to that. Just remember that. Maybe set that as a goal for yourself. You may need to change your spending habits. Once you spend that 2 weeks realizing how to track your expenses, you're likely going to see that you're spending a lot of money in one certain area. That's going to be really easy to see with all the technology and different apps and programs online that you can use with tracking your spending. It's going to be really easy to see your spending habits, and you may need to change those, and that's okay. You may need to give up TV or cable in order to save money, and that can help you save a ton of money. Take whatever you're spending money on regularly and figure out that annual cost, and then multiply that by 25 times. And that's how much you have to have invested in order to pay for that item during financial independence. This can help change your viewpoint on cable bills, especially once you realize that you need a ton of money invested in order to pay for your cable bills without having to worry about where that money's going to come from. And that 25 times rule is a rule of thumb based around how much money you might need for financial independence. You can do some more research on that if you want to. It's often called the 4% rule, or you can search it up as the 25 times rule for financial independence. But that can help you change your viewpoint. Often looking at a bigger picture of how much money it really costs you can help you get the motivation you need to make the sacrifices necessary. But let's talk a little bit about debt. It can weigh you down. It can cause a lot of stress. But it's also possible to set a plan for your debt and get out of it. It's totally possible to get out from underneath that heavy burden. Let's talk about spouses. If you live with someone or you're married with someone, it's crucial for you two to be on the same page. You got to have regular money talks. They can be less frequent once you get things in order, but you got to have regular money talks. You have to see each other's perspective. This is one thing that Rebecca and I worked through when we first started working on money together, is understanding where we're coming from. We have to be willing to work with each other. We had to learn each other's views on money, because Rebecca's view on money was different than mine. She had different experiences in her life that impacted how she viewed money versus how I experienced money and how that impacted me. Once you're on the same page, getting to your financial goals is going to be a lot quicker and a lot easier and a lot more fun, because you're going to be doing it with someone else, which just makes it more fun. So that's if you live with someone regularly or you're married, you got to be on the same page. If you're just living with someone and it's just a roommate sort of thing, you don't really have to be on the same page financially. That's not what I was talking about. But if you're committed to a long-term relationship with someone, you have to be on the same financial page. Let's talk about budgeting too. Budgeting and tracking your expenses. Those are two separate things. Tracking your expenses can be a huge deal just for realizing where you're spending money. And that can help you cut out a lot of things and help you save some money without fully diving into budgeting if you hate budgeting. But tracking your expenses is a must. There's no negotiation on this one for me. You have to be able to track your expenses to see where your money's going. If you don't know where your money's going, how are you going to know what's happening to it? How you can save more money? How are you going to know what you can do with your money if you're not sure where it's currently going? You have to know where your spending's going. You can't fix a problem if you don't know about the problem. So next, I want to talk about a couple questions and the money talking points for this episode. So let's get right into that. So the first question I'm going to talk about is, what if I don't want to change? Well, then just make sure you are always happy and always going to be happy with the way your financial life is and how that impacts your day-to-day life. And if you're okay with that, you're just fine. If you're in a situation where you're like, I'm happy where my financial life is, then don't worry about changing. But odds are things are going to change in your life where you're going to need more money saved, less money saved, want to spend more money, want to spend less money. And that all involves change. So I think there will likely come a time in your life where this episode is super applicable, where you want to make a change, where you want to adjust something in your financial life. And I hope that you can remember this episode and to break things down into small and simple steps and to look at it on a small scale to make the overwhelming and large things seem a whole lot easier. But let's talk about the second point. What can I actually change? How can I actually change? Well, there's a couple things that I have in mind for this one. Accountability partners are always first and foremost when it comes to making real lasting change. Having someone to help keep you on track is honestly essential to staying on track, to keeping up with your goals, to feeling positive and uplifted when you make a good change and when you're making progress, but also helping keep you on track when maybe you're not making progress. And also setting small goals is how you can actually change. By setting small goals, you break things down, like I've been saying this whole episode. But most crucially, again, is to write down the plan. I have many episodes on the value of a written plan, both in your financial life, but also when it comes to making these changes. You're going to have a much harder time getting out of debt when you can't remember your plan. So just write it down. It's really hard to stay on the course when investing, when the market's going up and down, if you don't have it written down. So whatever kind of change you want to make in your financial life, write it down, sign it. Have your accountability partner sign it. Make sure you agree on a check-in track or check-in status, dates, and things like that. And then go forward and you can do it. When you set those kind of things up, when you put a system in place to help support the change, it's a whole lot easier to make the change. But I hope you got into a lot from today's episode. Let's wrap it up next. I hope today's episode has helped inspire some ideas in your mind to help you know how you can change your financial situation. You can figure out what needs to happen and then take the small steps to make the change. We're now well into 2023 and making great progress with this podcast. That's because of everyone listening. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to hear me ramble about money. If you think someone else would benefit from this episode, please be sure to share. It's the best way to help grow this podcast, and I would appreciate it a lot. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.